This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Kalam Astro and Ramadan Kareem. I have to say that. Well, because it is Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan. I'm excited and I must say, I am elated and chuffed to bits to start our Ramadan special Kalam Astro episodes, because we will be, as always, having the holy month discussions about space and the Quran. Now, yesterday we've talked about so many interesting stuff about the Big Bang Theory, and we still have more and more to discuss when it comes to the Holy Quran. Right, so the discussion was, as I mentioned, very, very interesting and very spiritual, I must say. So yeah, so we also talked about the multiverse theory and the possibility of alternate versions of ourselves. With that being said, there's still more and more coming, so you need to buckle up and be prepared for an amazing Kalam Astro journey right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back. And I'm very, very happy to have all of you tuning in, as always, to Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95. Now, I must say that our Ramadan special discussions about the Holy Quran and their connection to space is one of the most interesting topics that I am so excited to discuss with all of you guys when it comes to the Holy Quran, because there is always a relationship between Islam and space, and they do encompass historical, cultural and religious dimensions. And I thought, why not talk about this during the Holy Month? So the Holy Month is the perfect time to talk about space and how is it involved in Islam and the Holy Quran. And by the way, just to give you like a contemporary perspective, did you know that the involvement of Muslims in space exploration has also been very notable? Because over the years, there's a small but significant number of Muslims have actually ventured into outer space. And this is an honoring, definitely, to Islam, because it's it means that while facing like unique challenges and opportunities in the cosmic environment, Muslims have also had a part in this. And there are many Islamic scholars to astronomy, and the contemporary presence of Muslims in space exploration definitely was very, very evident. There are so many scholars who have, relied on astrology and had a hand when it comes to space findings. Like, for example, there is Al-Khwarizmi. Of course, he's a very, very prominent scholar in the Islamic Golden Age, and he made significant advancements when it comes to mathematics, including, of course, the well-known algebra and its applications to astronomy. So he had a hand in astronomy as well. And there is Umar al-Khayyam. He is a very, very famous character in Islam, who is a Persian mathematician, and he was an astronomer and a poet, must I mention. And I have to say, he's one of my favorite Islamic characters, and he did make so many contributions to the calendar reform, and the developed a geometric method for cubic equations and such sorts. So many scholars are involved in space or astrology, let's say, and I think this is a significant contribution to the fields of astronomy, mathematics and more. Right, so can't wait to start and kick off with our adventure to find the connection of space with the Holy Quran. So don't go anywhere, keep it right here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back to the cosmic and space lovers who are always tuning in and listening to Kalam Astro and Pulse 95. I might say that I'm always elated to have all of you listen to Kalam Astro. Right, so this will be your guide to the mysteries of the universe. As always, Kalam Astro will always do that. Right, so tonight, we will be delving into the mind-boggling concept of the expansion of the universe. And I have a reason for that, because I will be discussing the expansion of the universe on the next segment when it comes to the Holy Quran and its relation. But now, we will have to explain what is the expansion of the universe and how does it happen. Right, so let's start our imagination and, yeah, let's get into an imagination world, right? So imagine the universe as a giant balloon, but instead of being inflated with air, it's expanding in all directions. Now the question is, how exactly does this expansion happen? Well, now when it comes to the expansion of the universe can be understood through a concept which is known as the Hubble constant. Now, the Hubble constant is actually a measurement. It measures the rate at which the universe is actually stretching, because yes, day by day, the universe is growing, it's expanding, and it's stretching day by day. Now, think of it as a kind of a cosmic speed limit sign that tells us how fast the universe is expanding. Now, recent discoveries by scientists from NASA have revealed fascinating insights into this cosmic phenomenon of the expansion of the universe. Now, the famous James Webb Space Telescope, which is JWST, for instance, has provided new capabilities to, let's say, scrutinize and refine some of the strongest observational evidence for the Hubble constant, which is again a measurement or a measure. It measures the rate at which the universe is expanding. So one of the most interesting recent findings involved the Hubble tension is a persistent difference between the value of the Hubble constant, which is measured with so many distance indicators, and its value predicted from the Big Bang afterglow. Now, this tension has actually, sparked intense research and debate within the scientific community, and this has led to new theoretical studies that challenge definitely our existing understanding of the expansion of the universe. Because think about it, the universe is expanding every day, every minute, and we don't know how far it goes, because the universe, again, I always say that, is vast. So we don't know what is the universe doing and where is it going exactly. Right, so these discoveries are not just abstract concepts confined to the world of expansion, because they have implications and give us actually implications to our understanding of the cosmos and our place within it. So where are we in this huge universe? I don't know, you don't know, no one knows. And as we continue to unravel the mysteries of the universe's expansion, I'm definitely sure that we are bound to meet even more mind-bending revelations that will shape our cosmic perspective. That was it for the expansion of the universe. So to give you a quick, easy summary, is the main point is the universe is expanding minute by minute, day by day, and we don't know where are we in this expansion and how far can the universe expand. Quick break, and we will be coming back to talk about the Holy Quran and its connection to the expansion of the universe. So stay here, do not change your radio waves. Keep it here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
95.
Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
Pulse 95.
Heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
I must say that I'm chuffed to bits to start this segment, because we are talking about the Holy Quran and its connection to space right here on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95. And again, thank you for keeping your radio waves right here on Pulse 95. Right, so now, yesterday we've talked about the Big Bang Theory, and today, or tonight, we will be talking about the expansion of the universe. And earlier we've explained what the expansion of the universe is, as the universe, as I mentioned, expands every minute, every second, every day, and we don't know where are we exactly in that vast, vast universe. Right, so let's delve into the mind-boggling concept of the expansion of the universe and its connection to the Holy Quran. Now, again, our journey begins with the discovery that sent shockwaves through the scientific community. Must I mention Einstein's equations have revealed that the universe is expanding, and that was the start or the beginning of everything. Now, this revelation caught everyone by surprise, and everyone was just surprised, and it sparked a cosmic quest to, let's say, find more mysteries when it comes to the universe. Now, for decades, of course, scientists believed that the universe had burst from the Big Bang and had been gradually slowing down over time. But the groundbreaking observations of all scientists did defy this controversial wisdom, because recent findings have, amazed researchers, because they showed that the universe's expansion is not only continuing, but it is actually accelerating. So imagine that. The cosmos is not just stretching, but speeding up its expansion, and this defies our previous understanding of its behavior, as we have talked about it and about Einstein's equations and findings. So what's fueling this re-expansion of the universe is the dark energy, or let's say the mysterious force that defies gravity and, let's say, propels the universe outward. Now, around 5 billion years ago, this perplexing anti-gravity force has begun pushing the boundaries of the cosmos once more, and this has made a new era of cosmic acceleration. Now, it's time to take a deep breath and think, how is this related to the Holy Quran? Let's take a step back and start thinking. Now, there is a fascinating connection in the Holy Quran, and that was revealed in a scripture in the book, the Holy Quran, the scripture of Islam, and it did actually provide a captivating insight into this cosmic phenomena of the universe expansion. Now, in Surat al-Dhariyat, I repeat, the Quran states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, so again, I'll read this in Arabic first, and then I will read it in English and give you an explanation. So the Quran describes the expansion of the universe perfectly by saying in Surah Al-Dhariyat, and that's going to be ayah, or the verse number 47, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. So in English, this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have built the heaven with might, and we continue to expand it indeed. Again, and we have built the heaven with might, and we continue to expand it indeed. So this remarkable verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 47, does not only acknowledge the expansion of the universe, but the Arabic phrase, لَمُوسِعُونَ, which means, actually conveys a profound message that the universe is continuing to expand. How amazing is that? How amazing is the Holy Quran? So the Quran, we can say, has actually went ahead of science and our exploration and technology and everything, and this is why I love the Holy Quran so much. Now, these the implications of course, this surah is definitely giving a contemplation and wonder for anyone who thinks about it, about a book which has been revealed 1,400 years ago, and it talks about how the universe is actually expanding even before any science or technology going up in space or any findings to, let's say, validify what's been said in the Holy Quran. Right, so I can say that this discovery and spiritual contemplation is one of a kind, and to be honest, one of the most amazing information that I always think about and ponder when it comes to me reading the Holy Quran. Right, so a quick break, and we will be coming back to discuss more and more, so don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
This is Pulse 95.
to Shasha.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back to our cosmic exploration of this time, where we will be talking about super habitable planets. Yes, so this is our segment of cosmic exploration. We will explore super habitable planets. Now, did you know that actually there are other planets in the universe that are super habitable planets, which means that it could be a better environment for human beings to live on than the blue famous planet, which is planet Earth, our planet. Right, so let's discover worlds that, let's say, could potentially surpass Earth in their capacity to support life. Now, again, let's open up our imagination and think about these super habitable planets. Now, imagine a place where the conditions are even more conductive to life than our own beloved planet Earth. Now, this concept may seem a bit strange or seem straight out of science fiction, of course, and unbelievable, but it does hold a fact, or let's say a finding, for all astronomers and dreamers alike. So, what exactly makes a planet super habitable? What it means that it's more habitable than Earth. So it's not just about being habitable, no, but about, it's also about exceeding planet Earth's sustainability for life. Now, let's imagine, or let's picture a planet with a more stable climate, an optimal combination of land and water, and a nurturing atmosphere. Isn't that amazing? So this planet would be definitely better than planet Earth. So the cosmic utopia where life could, let's say, flourish in ways that may surpass the diversity and abundance found on Earth is actually possible because there are super habitable planets in the universe. But now, how do astronomers search for such celestial gems, let's say? Well, they look for stars which are similar to our sun, and these stars have the potential to host habitable planets. Now, the search also involves, let's say, identifying planets with the Goldilocks zone. What is the Goldilocks zone? Now, this is the region around a star where the conditions are just right for liquid water to exist on the planet's surface. Now, let's give you an example of a super habitable planet. There is a planet which is called Kepler-442b. Now, this exoplanet is actually located in a very habitable zone of a star similar to our sun. And this is how the scientists or astronomers decide that this planet is actually similar to Earth and might be better, because this planet is near a star which represents, or kind of like a substitute to the sun, and gives the same function as what the sun does. Now, this planet exhibits characteristics that make it a prime candidate for superhabitable status, such as potential stability, the presence of liquid water, and favorable climate conditions. So Kepler-44TB might be better to live on than Earth. If we think about superhabitable planets and finding them, what does this all mean for us? I mean, we're still happy, we're living on Earth, so why would we want to think about superhabitable planets or other planets that potentially might be able to hold life even better than planet Earth? Well, while the quest of these superhabitable planets may seem very, very far, and it's not coming anytime soon for us to actually catch one or go to one, I would say that, to me, I think my opinion is that it will definitely offer, like, a, let's say, a profound insight into the diversity of life in the universe, because this means that there might be other people living there, or might be other aliens living in these exoplanets, just like Kepler-44b. So you never know. So we can think about it, ponder, and think about who's living there. Right, so this is quite an interesting discussion for us to know that planet Earth is not the only planet that actually holds or life, or is potentially having the best environment for life. That was a very, very interesting discussion. Right, so That was it. You can text us on 4215 and let us know if you know anything about superhabitable planets. Do text us on 4215. Let me know your thoughts and ideas. And if you got the chance to visit planet Kepler-4242b to live in this exoplanet, since it's very habitable, has got all of the characteristics to potentially hold life, will you go to Kepler or will you stay on Earth? Text me on 4215. Let me know what you guys think. Right, so for now we will be going on a quick break and we will be coming back, so don't change the radio waves and keep it here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
Pulse 95.
Heart of Shasha.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Well, I would say that tonight's Kalam Astro is a very, very interesting one. And as always, since it's related to the Holy Quran, it gets more exciting and more interesting. Right, so that's a wrap up for tonight's cosmic adventure through the, let's say, realms of space and spirituality. I must say that we have embarked on a very, very nice and captivating journey that has taken us, let's say, to the amazing connections between the cosmos and the Holy Quran, to the mind bending concept of the expansion of the universe and the amazing prospect of superhabitable planets. So we've also talked about the cosmic wonders as well and their profound connections to the teachings of the Holy Quran. And again, as a wrap-up, I must say that I would love for all of you to mark your calendars and set your cosmic compasses, because also next week's episode promises to be more exciting when it comes to our exploration into the cosmos and its fascinating relationship with the timeless wisdom encapsulated in the Holy Quran. So this is not the end. We're still in the amazing holy month of Ramadan, so you will be captivated by the boundless mysteries of the universe and the awe-inspiring revelations that await us in the Holy Quran. But now I would like to say thank you very much for tuning in today, or tonight, let's say, and I'm definitely looking forward to have you join me next week to, of course, talk more about the Holy Quran and its connection to space. And definitely we will be delving deeper into the timeless, amazing miracles and connections between the universe and the teachings of the Holy Quran. Again, I just repeated that. But then again, so you always have to stay tuned with us on Kalam Astro. Of course, I will be back as always and as usual every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. So never forget me and keep looking at the stars, gaze at the stars. Always think about how amazing space is. For now, I will leave you, and I still do invite you to stay tuned and keep tuning in for the amazing other shows on Pulse 95.
The Heart of Shasha.
This is Pulse 95.
Yeah.